Part 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 11 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions.
Bigfoot.
So, I am here with Mark Welsh. Mark, why don't you tell our listeners about what you saw?
You all think I'm crazy, but I know what I saw. It was as I was coming back from the mountain this weekend when I saw it.
And what was it that you saw? Did you see it, or actually bump into it?
I did both. Well, at first I only smelt it. Many animals give off a smell that you can detect in the wild. At any rate, I could smell something I didn't recognise during my week-long solo camping trip, but I didn't pay any attention to it. I thought it was a dead animal, or maybe trash, a natural smell that was being affected by my city senses. Anyway, when I was coming down the mountain, though, I saw Bigfoot and ran into it. I guess it just kind of happened suddenly for both of us.
Oh dear, what happened afterwards?
Like I said, I think I must have stunned it because it didn't move, and nor did I for a while. I started inching my way backwards, though it just watched me go. I have to say it was the same feeling I get when I run into bears. I had the same instinctive reaction I do when dealing with bears. Maybe it was really a bear, I don't know. I'm just glad I got away.
Did you call the park rangers? Surely they would be interested in hearing about this.
I would have if I thought it would do any good. In fact, I hardly believe it myself. I doubt the rangers haven't heard countless amounts of the same kind of stories and ones more inventive than mine.
Bigfoot.
So, I am here with Mark Welsh. Mark, why don't you tell our listeners about what you saw?
You all think I'm crazy, but I know what I saw. It was as I was coming back from the mountain this weekend when I saw it.
And what was it that you saw? Did you see it, or actually bump into it?
I did both. Well, at first I only smelt it. Many animals give off a smell that you can detect in the wild. At any rate, I could smell something I didn't recognise during my week-long solo camping trip, but I didn't pay any attention to it. I thought it was a dead animal, or maybe trash, a natural smell that was being affected by my city senses. Anyway, when I was coming down the mountain, though, I saw Bigfoot and ran into it. I guess it just kind of happened suddenly for both of us.
Oh dear, what happened afterwards?
Like I said, I think I must have stunned it because it didn't move, and nor did I for a while. I started inching my way backwards, though it just watched me go. I have to say it was the same feeling I get when I run into bears. I had the same instinctive reaction I do when dealing with bears. Maybe it was really a bear, I don't know. I'm just glad I got away.
Did you call the park rangers? Surely they would be interested in hearing about this.
I would have if I thought it would do any good. In fact, I hardly believe it myself. I doubt the rangers haven't heard countless amounts of the same kind of stories and ones more inventive than mine.
Seminar question.
Did you hear about the teaching seminar scheduled for next week? I think we are expected to go.
I did hear about it, but I thought it was an optional event. No one told me it is required to attend.
Well, the principal told me that she expected to see me there. I thought it sounded a lot like she was implying that it was a required seminar. Didn't you hear about it from her as well?
Well, I heard about it in the staff lunchroom. The other teachers were talking about who was expected to speak. It seemed like it was pretty important, but nothing was hinted about us having to go. When I saw the poster on the wall, I also didn't read anything about it either. In fact, if nothing else, I felt it was strongly recommended that we go, since a lot of new teaching methods are going to be introduced. I don't know. Maybe our school is making it mandatory.
That is a good question. It seems as if it might be. To be honest, though, it seems like the speaker is going to introduce some really innovative new teaching methods and deliver some surprising new conclusions to the latest research. Usually we get conclusions that seem more like ideology than empirical data and analysis. So it will be interesting to see the conclusions reached by the speaker.
Now that you put it that way, I think I want to go. Seminar question.
Did you hear about the teaching seminar scheduled for next week? I think we are expected to go.
I did hear about it, but I thought it was an optional event. No one told me it is required to attend.
Well, the principal told me that she expected to see me there. I thought it sounded a lot like she was implying that it was a required seminar. Didn't you hear about it from her as well?
Well, I heard about it in the staff lunchroom. The other teachers were talking about who was expected to speak. It seemed like it was pretty important, but nothing was hinted about us having to go. When I saw the poster on the wall, I also didn't read anything about it either. In fact, if nothing else, I felt it was strongly recommended that we go, since a lot of new teaching methods are going to be introduced. I don't know. Maybe our school is making it mandatory.
That is a good question. It seems as if it might be. To be honest, though, it seems like the speaker is going to introduce some really innovative new teaching methods and deliver some surprising new conclusions to the latest research. Usually we get conclusions that seem more like ideology than empirical data and analysis. So it will be interesting to see the conclusions reached by the speaker.
Now that you put it that way, I think I want to go.
Modern gaming. Joining us today is Kathy Grimes, a computer programmer. She is here to talk about computer games and how they work. Kathy.
Well, computer games have changed a lot since the early 2000s and late 90s. I think if we look at how many games there are nowadays, we see a lot less challenging levels, and mostly all about the graphics. We are seeing game graphics that try to mimic real life and focus less on gameplay or a fun experience. Many games I remember from my childhood looked horrible, but they were very fun to play.
That sounds about right. I know I find most modern games far too boring and far too easy. Is this in any way related to your new project? I have heard some hints in the last gaming convention.
Well, that is a great question, and you're right in your assumption. In fact, we are building on a game that has all the great challenges from the games we loved: the freedom of play, the difficulty, and the immersion. And without going into the graphics too much, we wanted to have an interesting look, good enough to be attractive, but not enough to distract from the experience of the game, if that makes any sense.
I think I know what you mean. You want to make sure playing the game is more important than passively enjoying the imagery.
That's right. I think too many programmers and designers want to impress each other with expensive and modern technology. We just want to make games that are fun and inexpensive. Also, I would be remiss if I didn't mention smartphone gaming for a second. An amazing bit of technology, but it utterly destroys the gaming experience.
Modern gaming. Joining us today is Kathy Grimes, a computer programmer. She is here to talk about computer games and how they work. Kathy.
Well, computer games have changed a lot since the early 2000s and late 90s. I think if we look at how many games there are nowadays, we see a lot less challenging levels, and mostly all about the graphics. We are seeing game graphics that try to mimic real life and focus less on gameplay or a fun experience. Many games I remember from my childhood looked horrible, but they were very fun to play.
That sounds about right. I know I find most modern games far too boring and far too easy. Is this in any way related to your new project? I have heard some hints in the last gaming convention.
Well, that is a great question, and you are right in your assumption. In fact, we are building on a game that has all the great challenges from the games we loved: the freedom of play, the difficulty, and the immersion. And without going into the graphics too much, we wanted to have an interesting look, good enough to be attractive, but not enough to distract from the experience of the game, if that makes any sense.
I think I know what you mean. You want to make sure playing the game is more important than passively enjoying the imagery.
That's right. I think too many programmers and designers want to impress each other with expensive and modern technology. We just want to make games that are fun and inexpensive. Also, I would be remiss if I didn't mention smartphone gaming for a second. An amazing bit of technology, but it utterly destroys the gaming experience.